Harbor Inlet Tribal Fish Commission. More information at CuscoSalmon.org.
I'm Eden from Bethel. This is public radio from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, KYUK, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. It's from 10 to 11:30 today. I'm Diane McGachran, and looking real forward, or is it really looking forward? Really looking forward to hearing from you, either through email or through calls. And apparently our lines are open right now, so I'm going to give out the numbers and go ahead and join us. 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. I'm going to go ahead and read an email that came in for us, and the email is from Anonymous, and it goes like this. Federal and the working group's notion of fish conservation has gone so far out the window that they say there needs to be more conservation. These dwindling fish numbers they push are just a reflection of how counterproductive they are. If their idea of fish conservation means even less returning each year, I wouldn't want them in charge over food securities much longer. There needs to be a moratorium on rogue trawlers and large portions of Alaskan coastal waters if we want to save our food securities. Who's getting bribed for these trawlers to get a green light? End of email. Okay, so there's also, you know, some, there are concerning numbers about chum salmon this year, and would be interested to hear on some of your thoughts about that. Some say the concern for chum is greater than even the dwindling numbers of king. So one by one, these salmon populations are starting to really dip. Yeah, Grady?
Well, I'd love to hear from yesterday on the Fish Talk, I overheard one caller calling in and mentioning that the elders have been saying that there would be this kind of slump and rise of those two varieties of salmon. I'd love to hear more about that, more about listeners who have heard from elders who have warned of this ebb and flow of the kings and chums.
Huh. Okay. Well, I hope they flow back soon, but I think it's going to take some human behaviors to help protect and expand these fish runs. Our weather for today, Friday, July 9th, is, well, if you look out your window in the Bethel area, you can see how it's going to be. Widespread rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the 50s, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, except northwest 10 to 25 along the coast. Now, this is for the Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, north wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, Oh, my goodness. Partly sunny. Just there's the word sunny. Partly. Isolated rain showers in the morning. Highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Northeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. So Saturday at 2 o'clock, the sun will shine, according to me. Anyway, Saturday should be partly sunny. And in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it's rains, highs in the upper 40s to 50s, and tonight it'll be rain in the evening, then scattered rain showers after midnight. And Saturday for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, mostly cloudy, with isolated rain showers, highs in the lower 60s to lower 70s. So they might also have a little sunshine break.
You might notice that on the weather, we've started to report on the lower Yukon Valley as well as a result of the repeaters out in Russian Mission and the further expanse. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's yeah. Oh, the repeaters. That's because they now have their own radio signal.
So I'm just commenting that the weather's gotten a little bit longer. Or not longer. We've added that. We took away Anchorage. We're not reporting on the Anchorage weather as much as the Yukon, lower Yukon Valley. Just
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Interesting things are afoot here at KYUK always.
Yeah. This rain is really chronic.
I like the rain. I'm a fan of rain in Bethel because you know what doesn't happen when it rains?
The mosquitoes.
Dust.
Oh, dust and mosquitoes. True. Very true. And just as soon as this rain lets up, as soon as there's just even a spot of sun, the mosquitoes, they just know. They're just on you. Anyway, so I still go out on my tundra voyages, though.
I did a test of the phone lines just now because of the no callers, but I do want to encourage people to call in, even if you just want to say hi, just to test the phone lines for us. Those numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Hey, if you just want to test the phone line for me, that's a good reason to call. Just say hi.
Oh, yeah, call and test it out, because usually we have one or two callers starting off the day for us, so this is kind of different. Oh, okay, it looks like we might have somebody who answered our plea.
Yeah, it's Sunny from Bethel.
Hi, Sunny from Bethel. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. Welcome back.
Thank you, and thank you for helping test our phones.
I'm not testing. What's up?
Oh, it's the real thing. You are here.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, it works.
It is.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
That last show that you guys had problem with the phone answering.
Yes.
That was pretty cool, though.
Oh, was it? Now, thank you for having an upbeat take on that. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties last week.
Oh, yeah. And the joke I told Grady was the reason why everything on that system was on delay. I thought that you confused it with the Spanish word, andale.
Andale. Andale. Okay.
Okay,
that's
have a
clever.
Good morning.
Okay,
I'll
thank
talk
you.
Again someday.
All right. Andale.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, that was funny. Yeah. So, anyway, we appreciate your patience whenever we have technical difficulties here, and we try to take care of them on the fly. So, I was mentioning how the Kuskokwim Chum run is at record lows and that federal managers are considering additional conservational measures. So there was a story yesterday, I think, or the day before, in the KYUK News, if you want to read more about that. And some YK Delta fishermen are finishing their harvest and some haven't started yet. So I think that's also a story in KYUK. So just kind of keeping track of how the summer's rolling along with our fish. We have Stephen from Nebaskiak. Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Hope everyone's out there fishing. I'm waiting for tide here. Tide this afternoon. It's about 3 o'clock. Down around Gloom. So it usually hits us by... Tide usually starts coming in like 2 hours earlier before that. So, it is a concern for chum not returning. Yesterday, Fish Talk, I mentioned that you know, they should be looking at area M again, because when I was young, probably mid-80s to late-80s, maybe even early-90s, they were having issues with Area M, and they were fishing down there and intercepting chum. Once they closed that, chum salmon started returning to Kuskokwim. And, you know, the people on the Yukon River have been longer issues than we have with fish king-wise. Now it's chum that having problems with, and they have not been able to fish, you know. I think it's part of global warming, too. Plus also trawlers fishing deep, you know, not too close to our shores. Trawlers should extend out their boundaries. I don't know what the boundaries are right now. Our state legislators and senators should be advocating to our federal counterparts, senators and congressmen. Everything has been documented, especially for Yukon, for the past nearly 20 years plus. And we need to bring that up. I believe Yukon has their own, just the same as we do here, but theirs is a little more like the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission we have on the Kuskokwim. They've had theirs, Yukon, for longer than I think we have. So we need to start advocating for Kuskokwim to be in this situation for the last 10 years. You know, should alarm our biologists, and we should be sounding alarm to, you know, those higher, because the federal people manage Bering Sea up to how far, I don't know. So, you know, for Yukon, too, they have a treaty with King Salmon. So much has to pass the Canadian border before lower rivers are able to fish. But, you know, those are some of the few issues. And then one other issue I've had is AVCP housing. They're building in the leased lot from here, right across from my house, and they erected a telephone pole, people responsible for electricity, and they dug up old trash, which concerns me here because we might be living underneath an old dump. If they had knowingly put this home underneath an old dump, you know, underneath the old dump, our house is on top. You know, they should be responsible to move this home to another location where it's more, you know, no, what you call it, health hazards. And I've been trying to get a hold of DEC. They've given me a few things to go to, but AVCP Housing needs to respond and let us know that they're working on it. I've sent two emails to the chief executive officer and chief operating officer. And after the first one, I called them and said they were working on it, but no follow-up email. They need to come and test the water and the land, because we live in the old marsh, and we've been raining and raining and raining, and now we're living on top of a whole foot of puddle, which isn't good for us. Okay, good morning, bye.
Morning. Thank you, Stephen. Oh, okay. Here we go. We're going to go to Wilson from beautiful downtown Anchorage.
Yeah, beautiful downtown Anchorage. I'd like to say good morning to all the KYK listeners and Bethel and surrounding villagers. I think about back home every now and then, and I miss a lot of the things that goes on in Bethel and this time of year, you know, what would be happening is the summer festivals, and man, back then it was fun. And, you know, Grady brought up something that I think I haven't heard yet, but, you know, dedication, you call it a certain number any time of the day to request a song and it'll line it up for you. It's almost like what I was doing years ago, dedications with the Magic Man. That was fun. What I heard on the news about someone getting shot, those are kind of things that I'm not so happy about happening in my hometown, or you know, somebody getting involved with trying to control a plane that happened in my area. That concerns me. If we, you know, if parents, especially as, you know, parents of young ones, like 5 or even younger, you know, teaching them constantly about right and wrong. And when you hear something like what's going on in Bethel now, you know, saying, you know, you never want to get to doing that stuff, because you'll end up with a charge and being on probation and maybe a felony. You don't want to start that way of life, because for some people, you know, they're on probation from once they're, you know, 18 and become an adult. There are a lot of people I know, because of drinking or drugging or whatever and not following the rule, end up on probation for 10 and end up being 10, 20 years, you know, continually on and off probation. Sometimes it never ends, it seems like. So teaching the young people about following the rule, you know, it starts out in school, you know, behave, and you're there to learn. So those are things I just want to bring up, and I'll just listen because I like listening to KYEK. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Wilson. We're going to go right to Alina Aluskuk.
Hi, good morning, Diane.
Thank good morning. You. Good morning, you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too. Well, yes. Yeah. Happy Friday to you too.
Mm-hmm. Despite this bad weather, it's still a happy Friday.
You know what? That's how we have to think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
You know what? I will say, I woke up this morning and I went right to my window to open the curtain. And I said, you know what? And I looked out and I said, you know what, Diane? You are going to enjoy this day. I just said that to myself just because it's been like this for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember a lot of moms guiding words and admonishments about sunny days, about rainy days, and often some summers we'd have very rainy summers, but despite all that, we would still be taking care of our fish and doing the best we can for them to be edible. And mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing right now, and that's what I'm doing. And my grandkids, I'm so grateful about them, and including my girls, my son and girls, and my husband as well. But anyway, I received a call from a family member in Minapichuk, and she called me and told me, my niece, she called me and told me that I should call him, and she wants, this is on behalf of a family member, our nephew Thomas Parks underwent a massive stroke earlier this week. Thomas calls in to radio shows, whether in Yupik, and sometimes here into your show, Diane. And so the request from the family is that when people pray and meditate, think good thoughts, you know, to mention Thomas Parks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was looking up. Yeah. So that's my main big reason for calling in this morning. Thanks, Diane, for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that to us. Really appreciate it.
Yes.
Now you go. Now you go out and enjoy this day, no matter what.
I will. I will.
Okay.
All righty, Diane. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Next, we have Cesari.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Was a rainy day.
It's a good rainy day.
Where is this warm up?
I know.
You know the lots of salmon were supposed to dry, the king salmon. They're not going dry.
Oh,
they get mauled up.
I know.
They get mauled up. So that's what is bear sight in that. We have juicy berries, but no salmon.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm calling, complaining a little bit about this, your radio in there.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it. Okay. news is not news anymore. You find out stories 5 days, week later, or you even not find out any stories. It's only what the people talking and from Facebook. That's what it is, you know. Whenever I've been passing, there was a couple months ago, for example, there was a bus like 4 or 5 people being arrested for drugs, and I've been passing the one house when they're breaking in, the fire, U.S. Marshal and troopers and cops and fire trucks breaking to the safe in there. For about half a day, beating up with hammer, nobody can never mention anything. There was one side story. And everybody get released. Nobody get charged anything because some door the cops or trooper been leaking before anything happened. Before this arrest, half of them those guys just run away. To out of the state and not the ones clean up all houses and apartments because there's nothing in it. So, you know, there is something wrong with that. If the people running away and day before they get busted or clean up the possessions. But not even nobody been mentioned about those arrests and stuff and things. And we sound like these days we have perfect town. Somebody 6 weeks ago, shoot 16 times to my bedroom with the rifle.
Oh.
The bullets go through to the wall and windows. And you hear nothing, anything about radio, the cops would strike her, that guy would be shooting, or a woman or guy. They've been shooting if the curtain was open, early morning, dark, lights on. So if he sees some movement, so he starts shooting to kill somebody. When there's no movement, he quit shooting. When the cops arrive and they go to the bedroom, my son tell him, don't go in there because he go and start shooting. The cops go because there's no shooting. So when the cops enter to the bedroom, the start shot coming out, and one of them struck a little bit his skin and hair to the police officer.
Wow.
And then
wow.
Troopers show up, and everybody, all cops, and start to all the hole through the window, you slip a window, and you put your pencil on something, they're pointing to one place, somebody else's house. And they start looking, searching, and they even arrest the guy for the shooting. They arrest him for some different valuation, I guess, because he said, I'm not shooting. And they have, you know, and still, you hear anything from the radio? No.
Mm-hmm.
This is and that is serious crime. If somebody attempt to kill somebody, Obviously, if he quit shooting if he don't see anybody and start shooting when he sees somebody, that means that was direct connect to the attempt to kill.
So you're wondering why that didn't become a news story?
Yeah, well, you see the homeless being shot in Anchorage. Nobody see that guy shooting from the car or whatever. Him shooting. I'm sure he said, probably I'm not shoot. But they arrested men. And the story been 2 hours later, been story across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Any crash in the accident in Anchorage, you have 2-3 hours, you have stories. In here, you have chase, cars roll over, drunks on road, crashes, and we don't hear anything about that.
Oh, you're thinking that there needs to be more stories.
There should be more stories. People know what's going on in this now. Because that is why we call news, to tell you new story, not old story you find out from Facebook. Even that one guy would get run over, 5 days been running in Facebook, and finally KYK say something. After 5 days, that was not new story, that was old story. Yeah, there is on and on. There was that cop who was shot, that was actually next day they've been talking because they don't have him, anybody on any suspect. And the cop driver said, you know, he's lucky he's still alive. There was tort one with what I know. There was one of them shot and hit my dad by BNC and go over the road and bump my old shop. Another one in Apakia, and a woman being shot, a taxi driver, and now this guy being shot, and they're getting worse and worse. There's all these booze and drugs in this town, and we don't have any bust and conviction. There's attempting to bust with everybody run away, and we don't have nothing's going on in there. You go to airport and check how many cases individual printing a time. You can't believe it. It's supposed to be felony after 14 battles, and some of them have 10 cases with one shot. Open cases, open boxes, and same people repeating themselves every 2-3 days. And where is those people who have been screaming? So many young people die with 10 months period. Young people, young ladies and young guys die. And nobody say nothing. What is Mr. Waska, what they talking, the alcohol, the liquor store kill everybody. That is right now is twice more dying with the period 3 years open liquor store. There is all 3 years, probably equal would die right now, young people from alcohol, or crime, or suicide, or killing somebody. The drugs and alcohol is controlled right now. We're talking millions of dollars running through to the street with illegal.
Yeah.
And no, it's nothing. And nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's making any story. That's what they bother me here. People running away. There was criminals being tried, lawyers to get shot and killed. That's why they print U.S. Marshal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not we're, right.
We're kind of coming into our break time, Cesare.
Okay,
so.
That's okay. That's what is my concern, and people living, and I will be going too, because that is impossible to live in this town. It's like one big corrupted mob in there running this town. And nobody even attempt to stop that thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have a good weekend, and I hope you get that 5 minute sunshine on Saturday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, if I get it, you'll get it too.
I have sunshine every day.
Oh, it's good for you, Cesare.
Yeah,
that's
you have
awesome.
To. You wait till you look. There.
Yes, good for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you later. Talk to you later. All right, well, we're going to go to a quick break. Thank you, everyone, for calling. And those of you who haven't, please get yourselves ready and join us. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on 640 AM, KYUK.
You can call into Talkline by dialing 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK, 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954. We're also watching those emails at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous on any of those. So I'm watching those lines now during the break. Feel free to give us a call.
Yuchten ranum tine knitugni yugnauten, unakumi, apadami, atakumi lu, kasatun ranum tit kingotchun, huani kiwayuki, 6:40 AM, mani mamterichermi.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska, Galaska, and my Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Elders and scientists have told us that our salmon are only getting smaller. At the Fish Commission, we work to stop exploiting our salmon because each one of our salmon tributaries count, and we want every salmon tributary to continue to be abundant and to serve our people. What we're doing is working. I've been a part of the commission to work to be supportive with taking the measures necessary to watch the salmon and the people of the Kuskokwim grow from the beginning to the end, and I don't see no end because we're going to continue to grow.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Family Victim Services Family Victim Services ONC's Family Victim Services.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 AM from 4 until 5 PM, you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to jump right in with Russ Slayton from Chilista. Hello, Russ.
Hey, Dan. How's it going today?
It's going well. Now, again, are you stepping in for Tom?
I'm going to be talking about Chilista Corporation and Chilista Education and Culture, Inc., our nonprofit.
Good. Okay. Go ahead.
So just to kind of recap the annual meeting side of things for Chilista Corporation, the president's message is on YouTube and on Facebook, and people can check that out on our facebook.com/Chilista Corporation on the page there. That's a message from President and CEO Andrew Guy that was given during the annual meeting on the last Thursday. And one good thing about this last annual meeting, it was a virtual annual meeting, but we had 416 people that tuned into it, and that's from 37 YK villages. So we had some decent turnout this year when it comes to a virtual annual meeting for a region that doesn't have the greatest Wi-Fi connectivity.
Okay.
And then when it comes to, I just wanted to also discuss Chillista Education. And if you go to chillistaeducation.org, that's the Chillista Education and Culture, Inc. website. The Dungluni program, that's T-E-N-G-L-U-N-I. The program is actually looking to recruit 12th graders for the 2021-22 academic year, and that includes seniors in the LKSD, LYSD, UPEET, and Kasvok school districts. And essentially, the Dungluni program, Taekwing Dungluni, it's a partnership between Chillista Education and the Alaska Humanities Forum. Mm-hmm. And it puts together a cohort of students who take part in a series of immersions that has guidance on goal setting and reviews their post-secondary opportunities, whether it's college or trade school or whichever thing calls to them, but also helps them with career planning and healthy choices. But within that, it also includes the Yuyuk lessons. That's basically the Yupik words of wisdom. And so it, as they're trying to make their goals and, what they're going to do once they graduate high school, there also brings them lessons of what the Yupik elders have taught over the years, and kind of bring that home, so it has a real connection and application to their life, and that way inspires them to continue on from high school and then go into post-secondary education. So I just wanted to mention that they are looking to recruit seniors for this upcoming school year, and that'll be in early August. But if you want to find out more information, mm-hmm. you can go to chillistaeducation.org and go to the Dungluni link. That's T-E-N-G-L-U-N-I. And that's right on chillistaeducation.org.
Okay, yeah, I'm writing that down. Okay, that sounds like a really nice program. So
yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Good.
And
yeah. Are you a part of that program? Do you help with it, facilitate?
Yeah, I help with the communications for Chillista Education, and yeah, try to get more of the that recruitment growing and getting the students connected to that program and some of the other programs that Chillista Education offers. Because when it comes to the whole Yuyuk side of things, that the Yupik words of wisdom, mm-hmm. That has been started years ago, and it was adapted from middle school and then to high school classes in the LKSD, and then it grew to other, like it is the Lower Yukon and Yupik in Kasvok school districts, as the classes were finalized and put into a whole curriculum within school. So this one is incorporating those lessons with the goal setting and post-secondary preparation side of things as well.
Okay, thank you. That's such a cool thing to take the Yupik words of wisdom and help students integrate that into what they're doing with this program. So that's, yeah, good. That sounds
definitely,
like a great
definitely.
Project. Okay. Well, thank you, Russ.
So, yeah,
oh,
any more? Look up chillistaeducation.org or Alaska Humanities Forum. That, like I said, it's a partnership between the two organizations, and at akhf.org, that's Alaska Humanities Forum, akhf.org, the application can be found there.
But also at chelistaeducation.org.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chelista Education will lead you to that spot.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Russ.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care now.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye. All right. We're going to go right to Teresa. Teresa from Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
Good morning, Diane. How
good morning.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm kind of enjoying the rainy weather, like
yes.
Grady said he was. It's nice to keep the dust down, keep it a little bit cool.
Okay. You know what? We're all finding a way to enjoy the day, and I like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, but I just wanted to call in and give some fishing updates.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully most people know that there's a drift net opener happening today right now until 6 p.m., and that's a federal opener that the Intertribal Fish Commission and Fish and Wildlife Service put out last week. And then this weekend, starting tomorrow at 12:01 a.m. until Sunday at 11:59 p.m., there's set net openers on the main stem Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like really late tonight until really late Sunday night is when folks can go out and set net. So that's the fishing openers this weekend, and the same thing will be happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the drift on Friday, the set nets on Saturday and Sunday. We've heard there's lots and lots of sockeye in the river, so hopefully folks are able to fill up their smokehouses with reds. And like a lot of people have been saying on Facebook and around towns and on Fish Talk on Thursdays, there just aren't any chum right now. So, we're still hopeful that they'll come in, but it's unclear at this point. So, if you want to give us fishing updates, we're having our weekly Monday teleconference next Monday at 10 a.m., and all that info is on our Facebook page, which is at Cusco Salmon. So if you do catch some chum this weekend or just a lot of reds, we'd love to hear that. It's good info for us to have, and we take all that into our in-season management meetings. That's kind of like the way we hear from the public and include their voices and input into our consideration. So really encourage folks to call into those Monday teleconferences. Yeah, I think those are the updates I have.
Okay. That's really great that you called and laid that out. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what is the name of the Facebook page that people can go to?
At Cusco Salmon.
It's just A-T Cusco Salmon?
Oh, no. Like
the
at,
Facebook
like the
page.
The at sign? Well, it's Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
Oh,
but
it's a long...
quite a handful to type. So it's easier just to look up our handle.
At
which is
Cusco.
Like the at sign and then Cusco Salmon. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll take you right to it.
Yep, it will.
Okay.
And all the info's there. So.
Yeah, good, good. All right, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Diane, and good luck fishing everyone today and this weekend.
Enjoy the rain.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So we have a email I'm going to read, and this is anonymous email. And the title of the email is Site Permits for Dirt. Okay, and the email goes like this. Why do we need site permits to fill in our own lots with dirt? Of course, the city's concern is proper drainage, but as a homeowner, I know my drainage, and I know my low spots or washed out dirt. I shouldn't need a site plan permit to correct those places on my own lot. That permit was already made when the house was built or the dirt for the entire lot was put in place. That had the site plan already, and the drainage is already made during that period. All we're doing is maintaining our own lots with correct measures of dirt to fill in these areas. We shouldn't need to request this dirt, which depleted itself because of permafrost melting or the weather or whatever that may be. End of email. Thank you for your email. So as you can tell, you can email and be anonymous in your email, also with your calls. And I'll give out the numbers for calling. Our lines are open. So you're more than welcome to jump in at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And our email is radio@kyuk.org. And then you can, and I think we have, do we have a caller, Grady? Oh, okay, yeah. We have a caller. Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi.
Hi.
Guess what I'm calling about?
How much you love the rain.
That's like a priority number 20.
Okay. I think vaccinations.
You bet. Mm. One of the phrases I'm hearing from the people that choose not to get vaccinated is, no one's going to tell me what to do. Well, nobody's telling them what to do. This is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is a choice. And I wish more people would make that choice. You know, in fact, if it was mandatory, I'd question the safety and all that, too. But it is not mandatory. None of the vaccines of any of the diseases in the world are mandatory in this country. Now, some employers in the military might make things mandatory, but we live in a free country, and it's a free choice to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. And my standpoint is, I'm promoting that more people choose to get vaccinated, because it's the only way to get out from under this. And the Delta virus, the Delta mutated version, is already becoming the primary version in the lower 48. You know, where you visited and other places in mm-hmm. the country, the hospitals are filling up again.
Yes.
They're sending patients long distance away from their families because the hospitals are getting full. And this is what's happening, and we don't want that happening here again. We can beat that. If people now get vaccinated, we can beat this Delta version heading this way,
mm-hmm.
and we can have the kids ready for school, because after the 2 weeks after the boosters, when you have maximum immunity from the vaccine, and now's the time to get our kids ready for when school opens up. We can't get kids under 12 vaccinated yet, so we need to protect those kids by having those that are eligible to get vaccinated, and again, make that choice. You know, there's
yeah.
commercials promoting it. It is a choice, and
mm-hmm.
you know, the virus itself has more side effects, way higher incidences of death, hospitalization, long-term effects than the vaccine ever will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was a question that came up last week about long haulers.
Mm.
You know, as long as they're not no longer contagious with it, you know, they have damage from getting sick from it. You know, they have fatigue or whatever.
Yeah,
they can certainly get a shot. You know, clear it through their doctor, I guess. But you know, get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading stuff, and people have been finding they feel better afterwards, the long haulers, but that's still being researched. The cards aren't all out on that.
Well,
you know,
one thing to what you're saying, though, you know, Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, South Central Foundation, and also Norton Sound Health Corporation, all of them are now making it mandatory that their all employees must get the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they have a medical, which
yeah.
is very rare. But anyway, so
you
still have a choice. You may decide, well, then
I'm
no longer
working there
I don't need to work there anymore. But there are, it seems like the Native Health Corporations in Alaska are really sort of leading the way in
uh-huh.
terms of.
You know, years ago when it was smoking, and how are we going to handle smokers, employees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and several major employers had made a stand on that. So, you know, employers, it's their prerogative to mandate it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a country where it's not mandated as U.S. citizens. And if we don't want to get the shot and our employer says you're fired, then it's up to us to find work elsewhere and all that. We've made the choice not to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And choices are good choices and bad choices, or whatever choice is not being judged, has rewards or consequences. And that's just, it's a choice to make. And the vaccine is available with a $100 gift card incentives at this point. I don't know what else they can do, except it's up to the individuals to really think about what's happening. And I do read about other things we're learning as we go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning as we go along. But one of the findings is they're finding, this will get people getting their shots. They're finding it that some people have erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
We won't go any further. But
Grady.
Grady doesn't have that.
No, what? No, I stop it. I meant he usually catches things. Okay.
I snuck that one. Okay, I won't say it again. But I'm just saying, Google and read up on it, but don't read the QAnon crap. Read the medical journal stuff on this.
Or talk to your doctor. Just talk to your doctor.
Talk to medical people. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm fortunate to have relatives in the field, and that kind of gave me a head start. But the bottom line is, it's available for everybody. Accurate information. Also, unfortunately, the conspiracy theories are out there, too.
Well, they also, where I was in Springfield, Missouri, where they had, where the Delta variant has sprung up. And everywhere, I'll just use Missouri as an example. So in Missouri, whichever county had very low vaccination rates, show an extreme spike in the COVID variant. Places in Missouri that had higher vaccination rates do not show that same spike. So that happens state to state. Our region has done fairly well with vaccinations. That's probably why our numbers of cases are so low right now.
They're low, but they're heading up there, and we shouldn't let our guard down.
And we're going to have outbreaks in areas where vaccination rates are very low.
I mean, look at this past winter when the hotels and stuff got full with the quarantine cases and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, there was hardly anything out here, and it was rampant in the road system. And then we were next. And so the shoe hasn't dropped from the other foot yet. It really, it's on its way out here. Yes, we have a higher vaccination rate than some places, but I really don't think it's the herd immunity goal numbers at all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're not near that, you know, as far as herd immunity and all that. We're not near that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are families that need to get vaccinated, and maybe they're choosing to at this point with all the other things that are out there, or maybe they're sticking to their grounds and not getting it. But, again, it's your choice, and I'm not telling anybody to get a shot. I'm not sticking my nose in their business. I do know people that do not have the shot are running around without masks, even though the store signs and stuff say, if you're unvaccinated, wear a mask. When you look and see, it's not the percentage of shoppers without masks is way higher than the percentage numbers of people that show in our dashboard in the internet of the percentage of that's vaccinated. So there are people that have not gotten vaccinated that are going to the stores and post office and what have you without a mask. And I can't be all Karen or whatever that slang term is where I confront them in public and all that, because I'm not really sticking my nose in their business.
Mm-hmm.
But they are affecting the safety of others. And if they can live with that, that's where they're coming from. So that's why I still wear a mask, and I still think we need to still wear masks, because we really don't know if who's vaccinated and who's not. It's private information.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Okay, Susan.
All right.
We probably have to wrap up.
All right. Well, everybody have a good, safe weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Willie from Cogillinuck, and thank you for waiting. Willie, welcome to Talkline.
Yes, yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call now. Now that the fishing season is starting to sort of subside, I thought I'd make another comment other than fishing. But, you know, recently, about 3 weeks ago or so, very recently this past summer, on a relatively ordinary day, we had a flood. And we were on the news, and I assume many of you saw the pictures where our homes were surrounded by, seems like we were floating on top of the ocean or something. So the past 20 or so years or so, we've been trying to relocate to another location, but the radius of our village up to 20 miles or so, we cannot find no suitable area to relocate to. So I thought I'd bring this out because this has been on our minds for quite some time. Because a good perfect storm will damage many homes around here. So what I've thought is if we could start to elevate these, especially these private homes, elevate the homes a little higher, that would save a lot of grief and provide safety. So, I'm thinking about our representatives that we need assistance or help in our situation, because for instance, if one of the feds or state agencies would come up with a a project of some sort, like to elevate homes, that would be a big project by itself. That would provide jobs for the local people who are, many of them are without a job. And that would also provide additional safety in our situation. So, I thought I'd bring that out and let everybody else know what we've been going through all these years to present due to this climate change, worsened by the climate change we're having today. So, any positive conditions out there? And again, thank you for taking my call, and good morning to everybody.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm glad you called. Right. Thank you, Willie. I'm glad you called.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. I think we're going to a quick break. Yes, Grady? Yeah, I think we're going to go to a short break. I'm Diane McAcron. This is Talkline on KYUK 640 AM.
You can call in the Talkline, dial 543-5985, 543-KYUK, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Also watch in emails at radio@kyuk.org, and for all those, you can be anonymous.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
WIC fruit and vegetable benefits have increased to $35 for June through September for all women and children on WIC. This includes fresh, frozen, and canned fruit and vegetables. You can swipe your WIC card at first at the store and monitor your remaining balance using the eWIC shopper or viewing the button of your shopping receipt. More details available by calling the WIC office at 543-6459. This message is brought to you by the YKHC WIC program. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska, and my Yupik name is Damavala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Want to go for a swim? The YK Fitness Center swimming pool is open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to noon and 1:30 to 8:30 p.m. COVID-19 safety policies are in place, and youth under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult unless they meet exemption criteria. You can visit ykfitness.org or call 543-0390 for details or to make a swim zone reservation. Reservations are not required but recommended. This message is sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Donlin Gold, Chilista, and the Kuskokwim Corporation are seeking individuals to apply for the Subsistence Community Advisory Committee. This committee will provide knowledge and insight into traditional and subsistence ways of life so the Donlin Gold mine can be developed responsibly. More information available at letstalkdonlin.com. This message sponsored by Donlin Gold.
Okay, hello everyone, welcome back. We have a couple of callers waiting. I'm going to go right to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I started a little late.
Well, now, maybe you've shifted your time, and now you're going to be the...
No, it's been a little bit, and then quit raining.
Hey, is your radio on, or your...
Yeah, I'm outside, though.
Oh, you're outside?
Yeah. I like fresh air in my mind.
Okay. You know what? We're all trying to enjoy the day today, so you go
anyway,
for it.
I hope everyone has a really good day today, but, you know, the fishing right now is kind of hard when you're drying and all that. I hope everything's coming out okay. You know, a lot of fish, I hope they don't get overcooked or whatever, you know, because you fish hard for them. We have a good fishing season. I hope we have we're supposed to be clearing up a little bit more this week, and hopefully it'll be good for drying and all that. I'm kind of concerned for people who are drying fish,
I know.
And weather every day, weather or not, a friend of mine used to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank ONC for bringing over veggies, and I see they were helping elders doing their yard work and all that. They're a really good corporation. They have good people working there. And they help out a lot of people, you know, especially the elders. I was cutting grass, and they asked me, and I know I'm already doing it. And, you know, I like doing things on my own, if I'm able.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we almost had a tragic accident this weekend, you know, that plane that was going to Aniak.
Yes.
And the person sounded like he was trying to commit suicide or something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, I want to tell everyone, when you're at the airport, they always have signs, even at the Anchorage International. If you see something strange or strange behavior in the person you think is going to board on a plane, please report it to the authorities. You have to do that in case something happens, you know. I'm sure glad the other passengers averted that, you know, by helping each other.
Right.
And that goes to show you that we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
And when you see something strange happen like that, help as much as you can might cost your life or something like that. You've got to always think of those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure glad to God that nothing bad happened, you know. Could have been really bad.
Yes.
But anyway, other than that, what do you call this? I guess we can only call it liquid sunshine, huh? Like Cesare said, good for the salmon, Barry, but the salmon are going through a hard time right now.
Right.
And the ridge is starting to run. And the weather's trying to break. It's supposed to be starting to slowly break this week.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I want to wish everyone a really good weekend. Please take care. Don't drink and drive. And do whatever you need to do to survive in a positive way. And I wish everyone a really good weekend. Please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And make sure your kids are properly have that life preserver on them, too. It's very important. So thank you, Dan.
Okay.
And thank you, ONC, and everyone else who helped with all the people here.
Well, awesome. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Oh, it looks like round two with Cesare.
Yeah.
Bring it, Cesare.
Yeah, I will. You know, about that COVID thing, you know, is nobody talking about those what they don't want to talk about those what pass it, you know, what they have them and build out own immune system to defend themselves from the COVID. I believe it's according to some of those data, those with patients have stronger immune system, build up what you get the vaccination. And when you vaccinated, you still be carried that. They may be not chew you up so bad, but you still be carried the COVID. And you still pass it in there. So, it's not like the COVID bounce out from you. Yeah, of course they bounce out from you and pass to another one. You shake somebody's hand to what they have him, and you go to the post office and grab the handle and you pass it to another one.
No, that isn't how it happens, Cesare.
You're getting from the air.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated, yes. You can get.
They're not staying on you, on your hand, on your servos. They're not staying on you, on your coat.
Yeah, it's just very, very rare for someone who's vaccinated to pass COVID to an unvaccinated person. That is not showing up in the research.
Because they won't tell you that. But, you know, when they come out on CNN, even news, CDC make an emergency meeting about those young fella between 16 and 24 and the inflammation of the heart condition being so powerful,
yeah.
and there was much higher with the respect. You know, for me, one person would have heard the inflammation because something wrong is important that person. And he is somebody's son or grandson or father, 24-year-old, and his life is gone. And it's not, there is only 1,000. Or they succeeded way over 1,000. That is nothing, you know. You see, those people, I recommend that go ahead and vaccinate themselves. If you adults and you know, get your own decision on yourself, but those ones develop really bad heart condition to be noticed themselves. But if the progress going slow, there is common sense. If the progress going slow, you never notice that. You notice after 20 years when you be 35, 40, and you know walk to the first floor on the stairs. Because they look like natural developing healthy of your body. And you never notice that. And you don't go to doctor and check yourself out. But there is possibility that is possibility that may happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have as much time, for this. But go ahead.
Why they're not talking? Nobody won't talk. Even CNN, NBC, all those social media
No one talk about those people who would pass and how the chances is to get again. There's nobody want talking. There's nobody want talk anything about that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Cesare. Okay, we're going to go to Anonymous from somewhere.
Good morning.
Good morning, somewhere, Anonymous.
Yes. Alaska, state of Alaska or the Department of Fishing Game needs to open, let the Yukon people dip their nets for a time, for a while, you know.
Mm.
They need to eat something. They need to eat something that they love to eat. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to go to Susan Taylor. Hello, Susan. Welcome back.
Gone with my other priority, food bank. Food bank tomorrow.
Okay.
Food bank is tomorrow from 10 until 2. It's longer hours because we do have more clients.
Okay.
And set up at 9, and we need volunteers. Volunteers make the world go round, and it makes food bank happen. And I do want to stress, if you don't know if you're a food bank client, you're a food bank client if you've had bags of food, either paper bags or plastic bags, delivered to your doorstep this winter. If you didn't and you did USDA produce boxes, those aren't food bank boxes. But if you believe you might qualify for food bank, stress that when you get up there, and we can do a one-page application form that shows if you qualify. And from what I've been seeing, they do qualify. The income limits are really generous. Yeah.
That's interesting. So the food bank is different than the USDA boxes.
Oh, there were so many food programs all winter long.
Right, right.
So people are confused. Mm-hmm. Food bank was the actual bags of government food that was delivered to your doorsteps. And sometimes we did Valentine cards with them and Mother's Day cards with them.
Yes.
We made it fun.
Yeah.
But
Carrie helped with that.
Oh, she's the leader of this.
She's awesome, yeah.
She's totally awesome. Yeah, she's wonderful. So anyway, she's the lead coordinator of the food bank, and we do need people volunteering. It makes the world go around. I have mosquito dope in my car so we can get protected, because when it's not raining, it's mosquitoing. So we're going to be good. We got canopies to be under with the, so the food don't get wet. And we're doing curbside for now. Hopefully, if the pandemic goes down, we'll be back to doing it indoors, because that's really the most efficient way to do it. But we do what we can because people need food. So anyway, tomorrow, food bank, and let people know, and we'll keep you informed. We might try some other things where the following week there might be some afternoon shots where it's open for those that missed the Saturday one. That'll probably be posted on Facebook. We're going to try something like they do in Nome. We're trying different things to outreach everybody that qualifies and could use the food.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Stacy calling from the fitness center. Stacy.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to remind everybody that our summer swim classes for our vaccinated teens are starting up next week.
Mm.
So we have class for beginner swimmers on Wednesdays. We have swim club for anybody who's interested in joining the swim team. The swim club is going to get them ready for that team that's going to start in August. That has sessions on Tuesday mornings and on Wednesday evenings. And we have a class for anybody who's interested in becoming a lifeguard but needs to learn some skills. So it's kind of our pre-lifeguard training, and that's going to be on Fridays. So all those classes start next week, and we do have some very generous scholarships from the YK Delta Lifesavers Foundation. And if anybody is concerned about not being able to afford the classes, our scholarship application is on our website, as is all the class information, and that's at ykfitness.org. They can also pick up a scholarship here at the fitness center. But anybody that wants to participate, we strongly recommend they come by this weekend or early next week to get into these classes that start next week.
Okay. That's awesome.
So come and swim, our vaccinated teens.
All right. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye. Okay. I used to be a swimmer in Southern California. I was on the Mission Viejo Nadadores.
And what keeps you from swimming now, though?
Oh, I swim sometimes
here.
Oh,
it's the best thing for all of
us.
Oh,
I used to be like a swim coach and everything. Yeah. I love swimming. All right, so apparently we have Carrie on the line, but not just any Carrie. This Carrie, or even better, the Carrie.
Yes.
Yes, said. Good for you. All right. So, yeah, we gave you a shout-out, Susan and I did, because you're so awesome with the food box programs. And so what are you calling in for? That?
Yeah, exactly that. Actually, I just heard my name on the radio, and I was like, hey, that's big! I had to call in and say, yay.
Okay, good.
Actually, Susan already took care of the food bank talk.
Yeah.
So it is happening tomorrow, 10 to 2. Volunteers are needed. So if you're on the food bank list or if you need food, just come drive on by.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for coordinating that. I think that's been a great program all winter long, through summer now.
Yeah, it has. It really has. Thank you.
Okay.
You guys have a good, safe weekend.
Yeah, you too, Carrie.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, yeah, that's a really nice program. All right, our lines are open, and so is our email. So you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your emails over the air. You can be anonymous for both those, both calling and emailing. Okay. All right, so we're kind of looking at fish issues. We have an opening today. There's a program with Chelista Tengluni program for 12th graders, those who are entering 12th grade into the 21-22 school year. And you can go to chelistaeducation.org and find out more about that program and how to apply for it. Yes, Brady.
I just sent away someone from the multimedia department who I wanted to come in and talk about this thing that I know you and I both share interest in. It's inspired by Taste of Bethel.
Oh.
It's a podcast that's coming out on Thursdays.
Oh, is she going to come and talk about
it? She's not, because I thought the call volume would be greater, so I sent her away, but I can give voice to it because it is a new show. It's called A Bite Out of Bethel.
A Bite Out of Bethel.
And here's the tagline: where food is not just a way of gaining nourishment, but a way of sharing culture, memories, and love.
So, say more. Oh, is she here?
No.
Oh, go ahead and say. Well, so maybe you can describe it a little bit more.
Well, no. So the first episode will be our own L, the JV who works here, talking about an Australian dish. That this is not who,
oh.
An Australian dish. But the key here on Thursday mornings during coffee, right, for the duration for a bit, you can tune in and you can catch a recipe and also a connection with one of our fellow Bethelites. That's on.
Oh, okay.
Coffee.
So it may be Filipino,
right.
It may be Mexican,
just
it
like
may
Taste
be
of Bethel.
Albanian, Korean, Yupik, like part of the mix. That, so it's a food, it's a recipe, but also how that food links to
the person and
yeah.
their story in
oh,
Bethel.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that's
It'll
really
be fun.
Cool.
It'll
yeah.
be fun.
When's the first show dropping?
That's going to be Thursday.
Next Thursday.
This Thursday coming, right, the next Thursday coming on Coffee at KYUK. So, of course, it'll be in the 8:40 and the 12:40. But like all the podcasts now at KYUK, you can get them everywhere you get your podcasts.
Right. And will it be a monthly show or weekly?
That's going to be weekly. And,
oh.
then, and we're kind of piloting that. We don't know whether we're going to do 8 or 13 or
okay.
how far. That's one of our interns. We have a great cast of interns here in different calibers and levels. And that's one of our returning interns producing that show.
Wow,
it's
that's
Cameron,
really
Cameron
awesome.
Hodge.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Okay, good. All right. So, yeah, like Grady said, you can get you can listen to all the shows on KYUK. Fish Talk, UKTU Talk Line, Igayutut, Coffee with KYUK. When you and they're all podcasted now, so you could subscribe and it will be downloaded onto your phone, if that's or your iPad, however you listen to podcasts. And you can do that if you have an iPhone. You go to your Apple Podcasts search and you can search for KYUK or search for the show by its name. You can also go to Spotify And you will see then all the shows get downloaded. So if you missed a show or you want to check one out from some months ago, you can go and listen to it that way. You can also go to the KYUK.org website and listen to it there. So that's KYUK joining the modern technology world of podcasts. So, all right. So, again, our lines are open. So you're welcome to call in, and a couple of Tundra Drum announcements. Street and roads will be replacing culverts on Monday, July 12th at 9 a.m. on 4th Avenue between Trooper Housing and Bethel Family Clinic. They will also be replacing a culvert on July 13th at 9 a.m. on Akiachuk Drive and Mission Drive. During those times, the roads will be temporarily closed. Make the appropriate arrangements to prevent any inconvenience. Okay. And then an update on our DriftNet opening. So there's a DriftNet opening today, Friday, July 9th, on the lower Kuskokwim River from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. DriftNets are restricted to 6-inch or less mesh and may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. Nets may be up to 300 feet in length below the Johnson River and up to 150 feet in length above the Johnson River. Also, starting tomorrow, Saturday, July 10th, at 12:01 a.m., there will be a set net opening that will last 2 days until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night. The openings are from the mouth of the Kuskokwim up to the Kalskag line. The river is also open 24/7 to gill nets from the Kalskag line on up to the headwaters of the Kuskokwim. Okay. So you can email your Tundra Drum announcements to radio at kyuk.org if you'd like an announcement for your agency or group to be read over the air. Happy to do that.
I missed this really, really cute copy here. This is great. Kicking off the first episode of Bite Out of Bethel with Ellie Laughlin and her Australian meat pies. There's more to this dish than meets the eye, as we also discuss the importance of these pies as a tie between parent and child.
Did she say meats? M-E-A-T-S.
Yes.
She punned out.
She pandered to the pontific people of us.
You know, pandering to punters. So anyway, yeah. Okay, so that's good. Yeah, the Australian meat pie. That's interesting, the connection between parent and child that's embedded in that meat pie. Cool.
And it's Friday, so of course there's an In Your Ears for 50 Years podcast coming up, dropping today. Now, before I talk about that, let me ask, how'd you like the episode that you were in?
It was nice. Yeah. My mom enjoyed hearing it since I'm...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, this week you can tune in to In Your Ears for 50 Years at 1 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m. We're going to take a look at KYUK's high school intern program. Gabby Salgado and guest host Katie Basil will be catching up with former intern Matthew Fabian and current intern Kaylee King.
Oh, that's great, because I think KYUK does a great job with their intern programming and the kind of activities they get to do and linking up with some really excellent people here, like news people or like creative people like Katie, Gabby, so Alyssa. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, so tune into that at that podcast. That's here on KYUK 640 a.m. at 1 p.m. today. It's rebroadcast again at 5 p.m. on Sunday. I keep on doing this. And then, of course, anywhere you get podcasts.
Yes. Now, will there come a time where our shows like Talkline or Fish to Fish or UT will be on TV?
Well, I mean, you...
Like, you know how Talk of
Alaska?
Right.
Exactly. So you see those cameras right there, they're facing you, right?
I'm ready. I'm camera ready.
I watch them. I'm confident that when we roll out the 17-dot channels, and that's not penciled anywhere yet because of the technical issues and all that stuff. So yeah. I don't know. I don't even want to talk too much
about
it.
What channel would we be on if we were?
We would probably... I mean, this is me speculating. There's those four... Remember for a year we aired 17.1 through 17.4 as a test to see if we could do the
broadcast? You mean Channel 17?
Channel 17. Yeah. On the UHF signals.
Right.
I imagine that those four channels are going to be the four channels mm-hmm. that we will be broadcasting on, as that was why the test. But again, I'm talking way out of field here because I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's where, I mean, when it happens, that's what it'll be. And we'll be changing our format a little bit, especially for TalkLine, to be able to do exactly that.
Right.
Might
okay.
be on Facebook Live. I'd love to roll all those things out, but you got to roll things out judiciously.
You are one fast talker. You are just rolling it out.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to reach that point at some point. Okay. So now we have a few minutes left. You're welcome to call in 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. If you want to get into the last few minutes of the show, you're welcome to do that. So this is what I've noticed on my tundra walks now. There's a one of the first flowers that blooms on the tundra is the woolly lousewort, and it's usually pink. But now if you go out, you'll see a version of the woolly lousewort that's yellow. It always blooms after the pink one. So that's out there right now. And that's, and I don't know, I can't wait till it gets sunshiny, because then I think the tundra is going to kind of pop because it's, you know, with other kinds of like cranberry blossoms. There's already blueberry blossoms, but there's some other flowers that are yet to be. I'm not going to say what they are. When they come, I will let you know. Anyway, okay, so Grady, I think that's kind of us winding down, right?
Feels like it. It was a mellow yet consistently positive show.
It was an interesting, a lot of different interesting topics and stuff, from fish to vaccines to programs that Chalista is offering to youth. The food bin, the fitness center, in your prayers, meditation, or whatever, however you spend time quietly connecting to think of Thomas Park from Nunatpichuk. And, yeah, so we had really interesting to hear from everyone. So thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week. You can listen to TalkLine replay. It happens every Friday night from 8, or is it 7? 7 to 8:30. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, 2 p.m. on Saturday, the sun will come out. So if it happens, you know, enjoy that too. But in the meantime, have a wonderful day. Uh-oh. Grady. Yes?
Express yourself!
Have increased to $35 for June through September for all women and children on WIC. This includes fresh, frozen, and canned fruit and vegetables. You can swipe your WIC card at first at the store and monitor your remaining balance using the eWIC shopper or